Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. A lot to talk about today. Obviously, our first comment should go to all the folks that are adversely affected by the horrible Hurricane Harvey. We've been getting quite a few emails and nice thoughts from all of you guys worried about Julie and I. Well, we live north of Austin, and as a result of that, the only thing we got is a lot of much-needed rain. So the folks down south around the coast, they are really suffering, and we are going to do a special podcast specifically about things you can be doing in times of strife, in times of problem, when the weather's a problem, when there's bad news, when there's anything happening, where basically people go into panic mode and they look for leadership. A lot of you guys need to be those leaders, not just amongst your friends and family, but also among in your community. So on the private Facebook page, and this is for members, I did post a specific replay of a podcast Julie and I did years ago. I think it was actually as a result of another hurricane, giving you step-by-step things that you should be doing if you are local to the folks that are basically suffering. I mean, it's really tragic, it's sad, it's scary, it's all those types of things. But really, where your minds need to go is the hell away from CNN and focus on really what your highest and truest purpose is, and that is being of service to other folks. So, Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, and thank you all for checking on us, but we are well out of harm's way. If you have friends, colleagues, family, et cetera, anywhere on the Gulf Coast, of course, you're going to be reaching out to them and helping however you can. And we'll be doing an update to how to be a leader when disaster strikes on tomorrow's show. Just polished that up and updated it a bit. Today, we're going to finish out our prospecting talk that we've had with all of you guys. And I just have a couple of quick little shout-outs here. Excuse me. So
please.
From Christy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, from Christy Lindsay on Facebook. She said, just ordered my Harris Rules book. Woot, woot. Can't wait to read it. I feel like I'm a somewhat silent member of the group, but thought I would pop in and say hello. Doing what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it is my mantra, and it has been for several months. My skin has been thickening over the years, and I'm pretty psyched to say that I've picked up some listings this year by stepping out of my comfort zone and asking for the business. While I'm not on every call, I am listening and taking note. Good luck with the book, Tim and Julie. So thank you to Christy Lindsay, and I think there's probably a lot of Christies out there that are kind of silent listeners and even silent premier members that are maybe less vocal than some of our others, and that's okay. We love all of you, and you're doing a great job. Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it does actually pay off. And let's see, we also have, there's a couple of referrals sitting on the Facebook page, so you guys go make sure that you check on those and catch those. A couple of people wanting accountability partners, and let's see, and a lot of you checking on us. Yes, we're in Texas, but I promise you we're okay. This is a live call.
Texas is
that we're
a
okay.
Really, really big state. But Julie, we need to continue to thank for the rest of our lives all of our listeners, because I think that's really the majority of the book purchases came from. We got a little overwhelmed with the response from last week, but guys, here's the bottom line: is the book is a number one bestseller on Amazon. Within 48 hours of being released, it basically went to number one bestseller status. It's kind of interesting. Julie and I, we've written books before, but we've never actually written books with the intent of selling a bunch. It's always just we've written books for all of you guys. We've written books essentially just for our, you know, our coaching members or our podcast listeners. We've never written a book for mass consumption. So it was a risk. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of effort. It's actually shockingly expensive to get the book to where it was. And so, look, we put the book out there. We were hoping that a few of you guys would find it and like it, but that isn't what happened at all. What happened was it's within 48 hours, the book Harris Rules, by the way, in case you guys haven't grabbed it yet, the book Harris Rules went from just being a new release, and then it, like, the same day it went to, like, hot new releases, wherever that meant. And, like, the next day it went to number one bestseller. And the cool thing is when you load a book up into Amazon – I can't help but help you guys if you're ever thinking of writing your own book. I can't help making your path a little bit smoother. But what happened, you know, so we give little hints and tips and things we learned. That's just the way Julie and I are. But when you load a book up in Amazon, and our publisher did all this, we didn't do any of it. But when our publisher loaded the book up to Amazon, he chose what categories the book was going to go into. And he basically chose two categories that he thought we would get bestseller status in, and then the rest maybe. And we got bestseller status in all the sections. And so we got bestseller status in, frankly, sections like people that were looking for money and finance books, people that were looking for just other types of, you know, books and other types of sections that put us up competing against, you know, big name, you know, national best-selling authors, and we still became number one bestsellers in those sections. And guys, that's only because of all of you. It's just because you guys have evidently, or you know, what we're saying is making a difference in your lives, and you wanted to thank us by purchasing a book. The books are going to be only 99 cents in Kindle version through September 15th, and then after that, they're going to go up to either 15 or 20 bucks. It's out of our control. It's wherever the publisher says. And the book is going to be then available in Kindle. It's going to be available in softcover. I think we're going to do hardcover. And then I'm thinking probably first quarter of next year we'll come out with a re-release that's an Audible version. Did I say it right, Julie? Audible? I did,
Audible.
Didn't I? Audible. Close. Damn it. Oh, who cares? I'll get it right one of these days. Or maybe I won't.
They knew what you meant.
So anyway, that's going to... Yes, they did. They have heard me screwed up so many times. They probably are thinking I'm saying it right.
Like
anyway,
you know.
So that's right. That's going to come out first quarter of next year, and my lovely wife Julie is going to be doing most of the recording. So you all can thank her for that. But that's going to require a bunch of studio time, and we're being told, even though the book's not even 200 pages, that it's going to take probably about 40 to 50 hours to get the audio right. So you guys asked for it. We're going to deliver it. Now, here's what I would really appreciate if you guys would help us out is a lot of you have bought the book. I don't even know how many over 1,000 it is, but a lot of you guys have purchased the book in just the past few days. Please go there and give us reviews. We've got a lot of really fantastic reviews, and I'm not going to lie, they're very validating. Julie and I have been going there and reading them. I mean, there was a Jesse Hall thank you, and this is what Jesse had to say. Terrific book for the modern age and applies the tools and success is attainable and sustainable. Thank you for your help, Tim and Julie. And then there's another. I like when you guys use your names so I can give you recognition on the podcast. Jeffrey Hines, wonderful book. I've ordered a couple days ago. I can't get past chapter 2, goal setting. I can see why this. I can see this book is chock full of wisdom and ideas, definitely a keeper on my book rotation. Thank you. And then Julie F., she said, Tim and Julie, Julie Harris coaching in this book came at a perfect time. I'm new to Tim and Julie Harris coaching, and this book came at the perfect time for me. A must read for any agent looking to get organized, move forward, and grow their business. The endless facets of real estate can be quite overwhelming, and this book will help keep focused by directing you to follow one course until successful. Hey, I could tell Julie F. did read the book. I look forward to implementing their strategies and following step by steps. And then Monica, this is one that came in the other day. I really like this one. Monica, you didn't use your last name, but I'll just, you know, hopefully you're listening. Monica, and her comment was, this book is a keeper. I wish we had this book available 20 years ago, but it's never too late. Thank you, Tim and Julie, for taking the time to write this book. It will help a new generation of, I assume she meant, it'll help generation after generation, which is really kind of cool. I can go on and read. There's a lot of really, really great. It's a 5-star reviewed book. So, guys, listen, please go to the podcast. Go to Amazon.com, and please absolutely do give a review for Harris Rules, your no BS practical step-by-step guide to finally becoming rich and free. And if you've not purchased it yet, do so by the 15th of September for only 99 cents. Now, Kindle, here's how technically advanced I am. Kindle is merely an app. So you guys buy it now on Kindle, and the Kindle app is available. Like right when you buy the book, there's a little download the Kindle app. I tested it; it takes 2 seconds. And what it does is it puts the Kindle reader on any device. So if you're downloading it to your desktop, or if you're buying it from your iPhone, if you're buying it from your phone, if you're buying it from your whatever, your Android, just click the. If you don't have it on your device already, just click the button, and you can automatically put the Kindle app on your device, and that means you can read the book on whatever device you're using or purchase the book from. You do not need the Kindle, you know, the little Kindle iPad looking thingy, which I thought you needed, but our publisher and frankly everyone else laughed at me saying, Tim, you do not need that. You only need to have the app. So there you go. So for those of you guys who are confused about that, please do go and download the app. It's available right there when you go to Harris Rules. Go to Amazon.com and put in the book Harris Rules. And again, thank you guys for making this a number one bestseller. It just really does mean an absolute ton to Julie and I. It does, just does. I'm sorry, we're not beyond praise. Just we're not. We try to act like we are, but we're really not. And last little public service. Well, it's encouraging us to write another book. So a last little public service message. We are getting calls and emails and folks asking us to do speaking events for their offices, their this, that's, and the other. I am updating all that on our website. So if you guys are interested in hiring Julie and I as speakers, we are going to be doing a handful of select events. I think we're going to be doing an event in Hawaii in January. It's going to be open to anybody that wants to attend. Maybe some of you guys are looking for an excuse to take a vacation right off in your taxes, fly out to Hawaii, spend the day with Julie and I. More information on that's coming, and there's going to be other events as well. So, Julie, I believe you have one more. You have a couple comments, too, from other readers, listeners, members.
You covered them, actually. He read the one
I did.
I was going to read. Okay, yeah.
Okay,
no worries.
Cool. So there it is, guys. That's all I'm asking you to do is basically go and grab the book and then give us a review. Don't just give us a review just to give us a review. Give us a review after you've read a couple chapters and have it be authentic and have it be real. And I really thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts. Is there anything else to say on that, Julie? Or I guess we're going to continue to say thank you to them pretty much forever, aren't we? Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
We are.
Yeah, we
you
are.
Can thank
all
us
cool.
by taking action on the rules and then sharing your stories on Facebook. I always like to read that. You guys are great at quoting your favorite rules, but tell us some stories of how that is benefiting you. That's the best part. That's the best thank you can give us. So,
Julie, I need to top off my coffee, and when we come back, we're going to do prospect or not to prospect, and so we'll be back in the amount of time it takes for me to pour a cup of coffee.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
The real estate industry is changing, and you don't want your team to be left behind. You know that long-term success is built on staying one step ahead of your larger competitors. FirePoint is built by disruptors for disruptors like you. FirePoint is more than just another CRM. With FirePoint, know where your leads are coming from, communicate quickly and easily with your team, and know your true return on investment. FirePoint is the solution for those who are or who want to be at the cutting edge of the real estate industry. Schedule your demo at firepoint.net today.
To prospect or not to prospect? That is the question that you must face this question. So, Julie, where did we leave off? What point?
Yes. Well, we were starting to get into a discussion about why it is you constantly hear about these things known as unrepresented sellers, FSBOs, and expireds. And it always makes me a little bit bonkers when grizzled veterans say, oh, yeah, I already know it all. I've already heard all that. Well, why does that keep popping up? Because they have their hand raised and they have a house to sell. It's an obvious choice for your spokes in your wheel model, you know, your multiple spokes of lead generation. And, you know, remember that these people have a house to sell. Now it's different than your past client list where, yeah, some of them do, but we don't know who. It's a needle in the haystack. So remember, you sell real estate for a living. They have a home to sell. Shouldn't you talk with these FSBOs and expireds? Older expireds are especially worthy and have less. You'll have less competition. So here's the thing. Now I'm going to highlight Tracy in Premier right after this call. We have a great Premier member named Tracy Duggan in Tennessee. She was telling me a story today about how she called unrepresented sellers for the first time, talked to three of them. One of them hung up. The other two did give her the time of day. She got two listing appointments and will for sure be taking one listing. So let's just be clear on that. Three calls, one listing. The ratios are pretty good. And she might also have a second listing from that. So let's do some FSBO and expired math. Let's say you only talk to five of them per week. Only five. That's one a day. Super conservative. For sale by owners and expireds, two give you appointments and you list one per week. And Tracy just proved that that is not an unusual ratio. You can pretty much count on it. So that's 40 to 50 deals per year multiplied by your average net commission. Let's just say it's $5,000. That's $250,000 that if you don't do this and you throw your hands up and say, oh, God, everybody I talk to says just call a FSBO. If you don't actually do it, you are turning your back on potentially at least $250,000 a year based on what, five calls a week? I mean, I just get kind of hyper about this. Sorry. So ignoring it says, no, I don't need that. It's okay. Go sell your house on your own. That's all I'm going to say about FSBOs and expireds. Unless you would like to add something, then we can talk about new construction in a minute.
Well, the only thing I'd like to add is on a private Facebook page, members, I read your comments sometimes, and you guys ask questions, and I try to throttle my response because the answer is always, it's on the damn site. Just go and listen to the training. Some of you guys are like, sometimes, I won't mention names, but you guys know who you are. You guys will ask questions about, well, I had this situation where a seller, or basically I was competing for a listing, and the, you know, maybe it was a for sale by owner, and the seller ended up listing with another agent who told them a higher price, or told them a lower commission, or told them this,
told them
the other thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I saw that too.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Guys, listen, here's the bottom line. There's literally not an objection that you will ever hear from a seller. And I know that sounds like almost arrogant for me to say it, but it's true. There is never an objection that you'll ever hear from a seller that our pre-listing pack and our listing process doesn't completely either pre-annihilate or annihilate once you're there.
True.
You guys, so many of you, are making this path, even after you're paying us to coach you, you're making this path so much harder on yourselves than you have to. Log in. Listen to all of the training on every single page in the listing presentation in the pre-listing pack. Use the pre-listing pack as intended. Don't change it. Don't be creative. Though I will tell you guys, the one page I would suggest you guys consider updating is the page on the guaranteed home sale. I would put instant offers / guaranteed home sale, but only do it if you're ready to basically have a form of your own instant offers program. And if you guys want more information on the instant offer program idea, go to our website, timandjulieharris.com, and just go to the search bar and put in the word instant offers. And we did a series on the instant offers companies, and we also wrote a white paper. It's free for you guys to download that gives you a step-by-step on why and how you need to form your own instant offers program. So, guys, definitely go and grab that as soon as possible. So, yes, when you guys run into these problems with for sale by owners, when you run into the problems with any sellers, there is a zero chance that the answer to your particular conundrum is not already been answered on Harris Learning. So, members, make sure you log into the website and get all those questions answered. Julie?
Yes. So what got us on that discussion was that we're talking about prospecting, and you had decisions to make about who are you going to call, what will your spokes be. And we started out by talking with having a really strong past client center of influence spoke. We've talked about FSBOs and expireds. Next, one of my favorite spokes, and I think yours as well, is new construction. And there's so many different things. We had, I think, a three-series podcast recently about new construction, starting with referrals from new build reps for resale listings. This is one of the easiest spokes for you to prospect because not everybody is going to have those relationships. Not every agent you know is doing this plan, but when you do it, it totally works. So what are we talking about? Just this one part of new construction. Connect with your new build sales reps, people who are running the sales centers for different developments, and find out what happens when somebody is going to build new construction but has a house to sell first. Because the builder's not listing that, okay? Just saying. And if they are licensed, the new build rep, you can give them a referral fee. If not, you can thank them in gift certificates. This is a one-week project, guys. Identify your new construction, go after it, and build two or three relationships. They don't all have to work out, but when they do, it's a nice little, you know, spoke gravy train. We've had agents do this. And by doing that project, oftentimes they'll run into some other opportunity. One of our agents in Texas is working with KB Homes. They sit in the model home when their existing reps don't cover that. And the deal that KB made with this agent of ours, Tim, is that anything she sells of theirs, they pay her 4%. Anything that doesn't build with KB, she gets to keep as a buyer or seller lead. I mean, that's not a bad day a week to be spending on new construction. Okay, so next we have listing spec homes new construction as kind of a mini spoke under the new construction banner here. Again, you're going to connect with different builders and list their spec homes, small, medium, sometimes large size builders, but certainly the smaller guys. And usually this tends to be in more of the luxury market end of the spectrum, but doesn't have to be that super high end either. Anything you want to add to the new construction spoke, Tim? I mean, we've done extensive work on this on other shows.
That's what I was about to say. We talked about this endlessly on other shows. It's really important you guys make sure you go and listen to that. We won't talk about new construction now, but do go and definitely listen to the past shows we've done on how to work with new construction. Again, just go to timandjulieharris.com, or you can go to iTunes or Stitcher and do it that way as well.
Yes. So the next spoke, let's say that you are actively building your past client and center of influence spoke. You are actively prospecting people who you know have houses to sell, like unrepresented sellers and expireds. And you've built some level of new construction spoke. So what should the next one be? This is where you get a little bit more freedom. There's a lot of things you can choose from here. Do something a little bit unusual, such as a for rent by owner spoke. For rent by owner calls are some of the easiest scripts, and yes, it's on our Premier Coaching website, for rent by owner script. Very short, it's a business conversation. I'm curious if you've considered selling it instead of continuing to try and rent it. They're going to either say, nope, I'm going to keep it forever, or maybe, what price can you get me for it? In which case, you close on a light CMA presentation. They'll either say yes or no. You either have a listing or you don't. It's pretty easy. I like for rent by owners. Again, because the phone numbers are easy to get, they're advertising the home for rent, and because it's a pretty straightforward script. Yes or no, what kind of price can you get for me? And I would give a third reason that most agents won't do it. So you have a lot less competition. I always like that. And by the way, for rent by owners for wayward buyers with no inventory, but go ahead.
We have to be careful, and we don't want to slide too far down the slippery slope of fire hosing them with lead sources. Guys, Premier
True.
Coaching members, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of lead sources on the website. Here's the main thing I want you to be thinking about when it comes to leads. Leads aren't scarce. Leads are abundant. Leads are everywhere. There's no shortage of leads. Leads are just literally falling off the trees. And so when you're thinking about listing leads, which is where I want all of you guys to put all your dominant energy every single day, I want you to be thinking in terms of the leads that are going to basically be the most motivated. And the most motivated are the ones that already have their hands up in the air, are already the ones that are asking for help. That would be the expireds. That would be for the sale by owners. That would be all the other types of people that are either, have distressed houses or the sellers themselves are distressed. There are literally dozens and dozens of sources that you can go to that cost nothing to get listing leads. So before you're tempted to purchase leads, I really think it's critical that you accept the fact that leads are abundant and that you need to learn to generate your own leads. When you learn to generate your own leads, then you're free. That's the truth. Every day when you wake up, if you know you can generate your own lead, if you know you can basically do essentially, spend no money and have an endless supply of leads, I really do think you guys are going to have a breakthrough in how you're not only going to see your business, but the cash flow that's going to happen as a result. Jules?
That's it. And so since we're talking about prospecting, just kind of wanted to give them an overview of different possibilities. The overriding point being, you don't want to have just one spoke that you're counting on. We call those agents lovingly, albeit one spoke wonders. So let's say the only people that you ever work are your past clients and centers of influence, and interest rates go up tomorrow, or there's, heaven forbid, another 9/11, or whatever the case may be, and there's not going to be that many of them moving this year. But that's your only spoke. What are you going to do if you don't have some of these other things in place? So let's round out some of our top, again, this isn't an idea fest. This is an exposure to prospecting as the most important thing that you do in your business, generate your own leads. So talked about for rent by owners, housing coordinators at retirement facilities. Tim, we've had our agents do a modified pre-listing package where, again, this is just like a one-week project where you make a list, you do an outreach. How do people pay for their assisted living facilities? Well, they sell their house. They cash out the equity. Then you talk to the intake housing advisors of these types of places. So fairly easy project there. It doesn't take you all day, every day for the rest of your life. You either get the relationships or you don't. And then some other common spokes that many of our members are pursuing, relocation, homes for heroes, NODs, probate, some of the kind of ancillary spokes that you do after you've built some of this other stuff. And I have this quote from Jeb Blunt. We love him for his prospecting book. Superstars are relentless, unstoppable prospectors. They are obsessive about keeping their pipeline full of qualified prospects. They prospect anywhere and anytime, constantly turning over rocks looking for their next opportunity. They prospect day and night, unstoppable and always on, fanatical, as in the book Fanatical Prospecting. I think he's right about that. They're not secret agents. They're not hiding out. They're not waiting for business to come to them, as many people do, and wonder why they have feast and famine. My other quote is from Dale Carnegie, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy. So that's what I thought we would round it out. Any thoughts you'd like to add to our big prospecting discussion over the past couple of podcasts?
You know, the prospecting topic is something that a lot of people try to avoid. And you guys will notice that sort of the PC way of calling prospecting is called lead generation. Sometimes we play that game too, just so you guys will be more receptive to what we're saying. But the reality of it is that if you're not going to prospect, if you're not going to become someone who is willing to, you know, basically pick up the phone and be an interrupter or in person be an interrupter, you know, you're not going to make any money. Really, at the end of the day, that's the hard part for a lot of you guys to wrap your minds around, and I totally understand why. You know, I imagine years ago I felt the same way. A lot of you guys, you know, have it in your mind. I don't like being interrupted. Why would I want to be an interrupter? Well, here's hopefully a mind shift for you, a mind change shift for you. If you knew what you were going to say to that person would be something that they'd be receptive to hearing, something that you knew could potentially help them. I'm not going to say 10 out of 10 people are going to respond positively. What I am going to say is 8 to 9 out of 10 will respond positively. So the reason you don't like being a disruptor, the reason that you sometimes struggle with seeing yourself as a salesperson, is because you don't know what to say and you don't know how to say it. Guys, honestly, that's the easy part. Then the hard part is basically getting yourselves off your butt and doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. But here's the cool thing, and a lot of you guys know this is true. Once you start doing it on a regular basis, once you actually get past that initial, you know, hurdle of, you know, getting your jet off the runway, you guys know what I'm talking about. Once you get past that, you're going to find that everything basically becomes essentially repetitious boredom. And it comes about just doing it every single day. It comes about just grinding it out every single day. And all the fears, all the things that you had, all the hang-ups you had in your head, they melt away because you're realizing that you're finally on the right path. That's what it's about, guys. That's what being in harmony with your highest and truest purpose on this planet, that's what feeling like you're in harmony is. And being in harmony, feeling like that, is when you are in service to other folks. So if you're feeling conflicted, if you're feeling overly competitive, and you do need to feel competitive, but overly competitive, if you're feeling skeptical, if you're feeling scarcity, if you're having all those emotions, I assure you that the change in your mindset and your approach to life in general is on the other side of accepting the fact that your highest and truest purpose on this planet is being of service to other people. So listen, guys, I want to round the bend on today's show by again thanking you, get used to hearing me, thank you for making Harris Rules the number one bestseller on Amazon. Please do not hesitate to go purchase the book. Definitely purchase the book before this 15th of September. When you do, it's only 99 cents on Kindle. I talked about that a second ago. And please do, after you've consumed a couple chapters, do give us a great review. I'd certainly appreciate it. You guys have a fantastic day. If there's ever anything we can do for you, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Thanks, and make it a great day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.